Radhakrishna, Gopagopada, Sayam, Kundada, Kunda, Kiri, Govardhan, Kijai, Vrindavanam, Kijai, Maturam, Kijai, Navadipdam, Kijai, Jagannathasami, Kijai, Yumanamai, Kijai, Shimari Dalasi, Devi, Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrindi, Kijai, Gaura, Premananda, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Magana Timiranda Shagananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yenatas Mai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, because we have limited time, I'm just going to read the English. And the first two verses here by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur are just basic, an overview of the rest of the verses. So remember, there's eight times of the day we're going to be meditating on in terms of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So the first two verses are as follows. Devotional service to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is far beyond the perception of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Seshanag, and the rest. But it is continually indulged in by the Lord's own devotees, and it is always available to other souls as well. In other words, everyone has access to it. Now I will begin my description of the process of Manasi Seva, service to the Lord executed within the mind. This process is fit for continuous remembrance by the most virtuous sages. Therefore, I offer my most respectful obeisances to the eternal daily life and pastimes of the Lord, born in Navadvip. And so this is, the next verse is a brief code or codes describing all the eightfold pastimes before we get into the specific times of the day. At the end of the night, before sunrise, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets up from his bed, stretches his body, talks with his wife, and washes his face. In the morning, he is massaged with oil. This is number two. He is massaged with oil and bathes in the celestial Ganges River, and then worships Lord Vishnu. In the forenoon period, he enjoys discussing topics about Lord Krishna with his devotees during visits to their homes. At midday, he enjoys pastimes in the gardens on the banks of the Ganges. In the afternoon, he wanders about the town of Navadvip, sporting with all the residents. At 6 at dusk, he returns home to worship Lord Vishnu and perform other rituals. 7 in the evening, he goes with his associates to the courtyard of Shiva's Pandit to chant the holy names and dance in ecstasy. And 8, and at night, he returns home to go to sleep. May this Lord Gaura protect us all. So now we start with the first period. So after I read the description, first of all, these pastimes are all in Mayapur and Navadvip. When we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the deity form, we are worshiping him in the Grahastha Ashram in Navadvip. Of course, we also worship Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi in Jagannath Puri and traveling all over India and going to Vrindavan. But the archana is performed through Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. And why the devotees do this? Because they don't like to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renouncing things. They become very upset. Just like the story when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, and the godbrother of his spiritual master, Ramchandra Puri, who is the godbrother of Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, came and started criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating too much. And of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can eat the whole universe. And it's not too much for him. Of course, sannyas dharma requires that one not eat too much, eat too little, sleep too much, sleep too little, and engage in things in a very moderate way. But Ramchandra Puri was accustomed to criticizing devotees and actually, what do they say, doing a sting operation on devotees. You know what a sting operation is? He would feed them too much and keep insisting, eat more and eat more, eat more. And after that, he would say, you know, I understand. I've heard that Lord Chaitanya's associates eat too much, and now I have seen it firsthand. So with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was continually looking for faults, especially with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating processes. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he renounced eating even more than he normally did in sannyas pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and he ate half the amount that he normally ate. And so the devotees got very upset. The reason I'm telling you the story is because the devotees like to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoying. They do not like to see him renouncing this world. So, therefore, we're hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip, where he was a householder, and he had full opulence, exhibiting full opulence, and enjoying. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also enjoyed Jagannath Puri, I understand that. But externally, we see more manifestation of the enjoyment in Navadvip. Therefore, we worship him in the deity form and in this concentration meditation on his pastimes and his Navadvip pastimes. Okay, so after we recite each pastime or group of pastimes referring to a specific time of day, what we'll do is I'll lead you in chanting Hare Krishna very softly, and we'll close our eyes and just meditate, try to picture these pastimes, and you have to be very relaxed in order to do this. Like see a three-dimensional picture, you know. It's better than Avatar, it's the real Avatar. So you see, you actually perceive Lord Chaitanya Gaurahari, Lord Chaitanya, let me give a brief description of what he looked like. He was like 7 feet tall and golden complexion. His arms reached to his knees. These are the symptoms of a great personality. His eyes were like lotus petals. I don't know if you've ever seen, any of you have been in India, have seen the cows in India. And their eyes are like lotus eyes, isn't it? The cows in the West usually round eyes, and our eyes are just like round eyes, like that. It's called beady eyes. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the proportions of his body and all the features of his body were perfect. It was a symptom of a great personality. So arms reaching to the knees, eyes like lotus petals, and beautiful long hair. In fact, when the devotees saw him cutting his hair off at the time of sannyas, they just went into extreme painful, I don't want to say ecstasy, because ecstasy generally refers to something positive, but extreme pain they were experiencing. And they could not bear to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without his beautiful long hair. So long black hair, beautiful features, perfect nose, hands, everything perfectly formed, interacting in loving exchanges with his devotees, with his wife, with his mother, and the rest of the members of the Panchatattva. Okay, so that, and because of the limited time, we'll just have like 1 or 2 minutes of chanting between each verse. So we'll start with, this is text 3, which begins the first time of the day, which is early in the morning, like beginning at 6:30. At the end of the night, upon hearing the pleasant sounds made by many birds, such as the cuckoos, the roosters, and others, Sri Gaura arises from his bed. With his wife, Sri Vishnupriya, he discusses many topics concerning the transcendental mellows of their mutual loving affairs, and thus they become very pleased. Then he gets up and goes into another room, wherein he sits upon a raised sitting place and is assisted by his devotees in washing his lotus face with nicely scented water. Thereafter, he very happily visits his mother, Sri Sachidevi, as well as other friends and relatives in the home. I meditate thus on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurasundara. So close your eyes and just try to picture this particular pastime. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Ananta Sri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Guru Bhakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Second time of the day. Then, in the morning after sunrise, this is from 6 o'clock to 8:24 a.m., the morning pastimes. In the morning after sunrise, the Lord goes with his associates to bathe in the Ganges River. While bathing, they also worship Mother Ganges by offering flowers, incense, and other presentations. This is something you can picture in your mind. After this, they come onto the bank of the river, where Lord Chaitanya is dressed with exquisite cloth and decorated with fresh flower garlands, sandalwood paste, and other ornaments. Then they all return to his home in order to perform opulent worship of Lord Vishnu, as well as other rituals, after which they partake of the foodstuffs which were offered to Lord Vishnu. After washing his hands and mouth, Lord Gaura goes into another room to rest very happily for a while. I meditate thus on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurahari. So we can close our eyes and chant again. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Guru Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Guru Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare is the forenoon pastimes, which is 8:24 in the morning to 10:48. Upon the arrival of the forenoon period, the Lord gets up from his nap and stretches his body. Then he washes his lotus face with sweetly scented water. Meeting with his devotees who are all very fond of chanting Sri Harinam Kirtan, he personally tastes and relishes the chanting of the holy names. Thus he sports, sometimes in the homes of various devotees, and sometimes in his own home. In this way, he increases the ecstatic pleasure of all the townspeople to limitless heights. I meditate thus on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurachandra. So we close our eyes and meditate again on this pastime. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
meditate on the pastime from 10:48 a.m. to 3:36 p.m., the midday pastimes. During the midday period, Lord Chaitanya continues to enjoy the performance of intensely enthusiastic chanting and dancing, surrounded by his own dear devotees, such as the moon-like Advaitacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and the divine madman, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Afterwards, they all wander through the gardens and groves on the banks of the Ganges, where they enjoy the sweet, cooling breezes from the river. Hearing the pleasant sounds of the bumblebees in those gardens, the Lord remembers his own ecstatic pastimes of Radha and Krishna, as they are occurring simultaneously in his own forest of Vrindavan. I meditate thus on the daily pastimes of Lord Gauranga. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Govulakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To the afternoon pastimes from 3:36 in the afternoon to 6 p.m. During the splendidly beautiful afternoon period, the Lord and his devotees become equally maddened in ecstatic love, and being ornamented like this, they expand ever-increasing ripples of auspicious benefit for all the three worlds. In this mood, they leave the gardens and travel back towards his home. On the way, they satisfy the eyes of all the townspeople, just as the moon satisfies the Chakora bird with its moonbeams. Returning home, the Lord is lavished with loving attention by his mother. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Lord Gaura. We close our eyes and meditate on this wonderful pastime. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chaitanyamu Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Sunset pastimes from 6 o'clock in the evening to 8:24 in the evening. At dusk, the Lord bathes with his dear friends in the river Ganges, who flows in three parts. They devoutly worship the Ganges by offering ghee lamps, flowers, and other articles. Afterwards, the Lord puts on fresh silken clothes and is adorned with flower garlands and other decorations. Then he worships Lord Vishnu by performing the evening aarti ceremony, offering ghee lamps and other articles. Afterwards, he and his friends partake of the foodstuffs and betel nuts that were offered to Lord Vishnu. I thus meditate on the pastimes of Lord Gaura. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Pastimes from 8:24 in the evening to 10:48. In the evening time, the Lord goes to the home of Srivas Pandit, accompanied by Srila Dwaita Chandra and other dear associates. Meeting with a multitude of his devotees, he tastes and relishes the nectar of topics concerning Lord Hari, and his mind becomes most agitated with the ecstasies of pure love of Godhead. Then, becoming very lustful to relish the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, he orchestrates the performance of intensely jubilant sankirtan, which attains the summit of passionate glorification of the holy names. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Sri Gaurasundara. So we meditate on this again. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Siva Sare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Midnight Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from 10:48 p.m. to 3:36 a.m. Continuing well into the night, the Lord dances and dances in the courtyard of Srivas, surrounded by his most intimate devotees. His most ecstatic singing is accompanied by his devotees who are expert in playing rhythms loudly on the mridanga drums. He wanders and dances with Sri Gadadhar Prabhu in the most astonishing way throughout the night, until just before dawn. Then he returns to his own home, where he retires to the bedchamber and falls asleep with his wife. I thus meditate upon the daily pastimes of Lord Gaurasundara. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Siva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those of you who were able to meditate on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the final verse gives us the benedictions that one receives from meditating on those pastimes. This is a standard procedure in the Vedic hymns, There's this thing called the Shruti Pala, which means the fruits of hearing. So the Shruti Pala of meditating on Lord Gauranga's pastimes is as follows. Shri Gauranga, the moon over Navadvipa, is manifest in his own abode during the 8 periods of each day and every day. His pastimes should be remembered by meditative devotees before they remember the pastimes of Shri Krishna, the moon over Gokul. If someone lovingly reads or recites the Lord's eternal daily pastimes as they are illuminated in the 10 verses of this prayer, then, listen to this, the Lord is immensely pleased with that person by his own merciful compassion. I thus meditate on the daily pastimes of Lord Gaurachandra. Very nice. And now we have to continue with the rest of the program. So thank you very much for meditating. All glories to His Divine Grace to the Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur for giving us this nice poem, this meditative poem on Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Hare Bol. Okay. And next is a play. It's a dance. So we all have to move back, or what's the... What's the procedure? I don't want to move back.
So, first of all, I would like to thank Maharaj for such an amazing class, so nice meditation. Especially on the
cartels.
So nice meditation. So, thank you so much, Maharaj. It's only the Shri Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki.
Yes, the Baobaj ki ja.
So, we have a request. So, next year, we are going to have a dance performance. So, we need a little more space in the front.
To move and back.
So I see that there's some space in between. So I see people coming in through the door. So I request the devotees from just cover up the gap, please. Like we have many devotees just standing outside the door and we want to let them come in. So please cover up the gap. Maybe the harmonium can be moved.
Okay.
Please come closer.
Oh, Krishna. Hey, Arjuna.
How are you
doing?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
Good.
Great.
See you too.
Okay. Whoops. So we should move back a little bit more.
Hare Krishna, I request everyone to please settle down. Okay, so the next performance we are going to have is a dance performance by Parijata. And the dance is based on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes by Vasudev Ghosh. And like everyone here in the community knows Parijata so well. Like she has been dancing for the pleasure of Radha Gaurakananda since she was 5 years old. She's such an expert dancer. So we'd like to welcome her and thank her for doing this performance. So after this performance, we're going to have a performance by the children. Hare Krishna.
This dance is called Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachidanandan. Jagannath in this song refers to Lord Chaitanya's father. It is written by Vasudev Ghosh. This song was choreographed by